6. After mooning and exclaiming over Lori, who, other than one stop to relieve her bladder, had slept in the back seat all the way to Boca, Beth reverted to her usual big sister priorities. Although she could nag him on many subjects, she was a virtuoso that way, her main issue this time was Dr. Albright and Lloyd's need to see him for an overdue checkup. "Although you look good," she said, "I have to say it, you actually appear to have a tan, assuming that's not just jaundice."
"I can always count on you for a cheerful thought, Bethy. It's just sun. I walk Lori 3 times a day, on the beach when we get up, on 6 Mile Path to the fish house where I have lunch, and back on the beach in the evening for the sunset. She doesn't care about it. Dogs have no aesthetic sense, but I enjoy it."
"You walk her on the canal boardwalk? Jesus, Lloyd, that thing's a wreck. It's apt to collapse under you someday and dump you into the canal, along with the princess here."
She rubbed the top of Lori's head. The dog half closed her eyes and appeared to smile.
"It's been there for 40 years or more. I think it will outlast me."
"Have you made that doctor's appointment yet?"
"No, but I will."
She held up her phone.
"Do it now, why don't you?
I want to watch you."
He could tell by the look in her eyes that she didn't expect him to take her up on this, which was one reason he did it, but not the only reason. In previous years, he had dreaded going to the doctor, kept expecting that moment, no doubt conditioned by too many TV shows, when the doctor would look at him gravely and say, "I have some bad news." Now, however, he felt good. His legs were stiff when he got up in the morning, probably from so much walking, and his back was creakier than ever. But when he turned his attention inward, he found nothing worrisome. He knew that bad things could grow unfelt in an old man's body for quite some time, creeping along until it was time to dash. But nothing had progressed to the point where there was an outward manifestation. No bloody stool or sputum, no deep pain in the gut, no trouble swallowing, no painful urination. He reflected that it was much easier to go to the doctor when your body was telling you there was no reason to do so.
"What are you smiling about?" Beth sounded suspicious.
"Nothing. Give me that."
He reached for her phone. She held it away from him.
"If you really mean to do it, use your own."